is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time to talk Fighting Tiger football.
Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down, touchdown, LSU!
Live from TJ Ribs in Baton Rouge. Have a question for Coach? Just dial 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or ask on Twitter at LSU Radio.
And the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, capturing the national title.
Standing by with Coach, here is your host, the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Wednesday evening, Tiger fans, and welcome once again into this week's show. In the middle of a bye week for LSU, coming off a tough outcome last Saturday on the Plains, the Tigers now 2-3, looking to dig deep, correct some mistakes, and get healthy, re-energized, and ready to go, coming up a week from this Saturday, as the Alabama Crimson Tide will roll into town for a Saturday night in Death Valley. Kickoff scheduled for just after 5 o'clock. Tonight, as we say each week, your chance to talk with Coach O. You can dial us up 578-4827 here in Baton Rouge, toll-free from anywhere at 1-800-315-8255. You can also tweet us a question live via Twitter at LSU Radio and even get a question in with the LSU Sports mobile app. We are here at TJ Ribs. Coach O going to join us next to get the show started. So don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Brennan hit as he throws, tosses to the end zone. Terrace Marshall with the score. Touchdown, Tigers!
Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or live via Twitter at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Once again, it is Wednesday night. We're back with you here from TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, our weekly home to the LSU Head Coaches Shows. Locations here on Acadian Thruway where we are, and of course, Segan Lane. And you can visit TJRibs.com to place your order now. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger fans of all ages, once again, my privilege and honor to welcome to the show the head coach of your LSU Fighting Tigers, Ed Ogeron.
All right, Chris, thank you, guys. Great to see all our loyal fans here tonight. I appreciate you guys.
Coach, as always, thank you for your time. I really do enjoy the opportunity each and every week to visit with you, and I know you're coming off a tough weekend. The good news, the sun did come up on Sunday. You got five games in the books here in 2020, and nothing can be done about those five. But you've got five more games remaining, starting with the next one, and plenty can be done over the next several weeks. What has the approach been and the themes that are filling the football operations building as we sit here on Wednesday night?
We've had a very positive approach. We got a lot of football left to play. We got some young guys learning how to play. You know, we spent the whole day Tuesday in self-scout, identifying what was wrong, and then coming up with a solution. And that's all we can do. We can play harder. We can coach harder. But you know what? Our guys have a positive attitude. We had a great practice today. You know, we're playing Alabama next week. It doesn't take much to get you fired up and play against Alabama. So, you know, that's what we're focusing on right now.
You've often talked about how you get up after taking a hard fall is what is important in football and, of course, in life. It's a major message in your book. What would you say to some who believe when it comes to the 2020 season, well, now you're halfway into the year, it's just too late?
Well, I never think like that. You know, I told the team, we're building a championship program, just like I told the team in 2017. After we lost the game to Troy, man, it was tough. But you know what? When you go through adversity, toughness, you develop grit, you develop a mental attitude that I'm never going to give up, I'm going to win. We're building a championship program. We're teaching these young kids how to win, and eventually we're going to get back to the top.
All right, fans, again, if you're out there tonight, you can call in to the show. You can also send a question to the coach via Twitter at LSU Radio. Let's go to the phone lines, and we'll start with Fritzy. Fritzy calling from Greenville, Mississippi. Fritzy, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Chris.
Yay, Fritzy.
Hey, everybody in TJ Ribs. Hey, Coach O.
Everybody loves you, Fritzy.
Coach O, we love you. You know that. And I want you to tell every single Tiger player that we believe in them. They are Tigers for a reason. They're at LSU for a reason. We believe in you, Coach O. We believe in all our coaches, Coach O. We got a lot more football to play, and I'm on my soapbox right now, and I want every single Tiger fan to hear me and hear me loud. If you don't believe in our kids this year, and if you don't believe in our coaches this year, then you need to get the hell off the bus. Because
we're
going to finish strong, Coach O.
Thank you, Fritzy. Hey, Fritzy, you're the best. Love you.
All right, Love you, Coach O.
Thanks, Fritzy, for the call. We got Bill from Gonzales. Bill, you're on with Coach O.
All right. Hey, Chris. Hey, Coach.
What's up, Bill?
And, good Wednesday. Kay and I couldn't make it. I've been up following the election too much. And somehow I still agree with my man Trump. I think – somehow we're going to pull this out. We just got to. And you know, Coach, that's about where we are with the Tigers right now. And after watching the Auburn game, I know you disagree with me on Coach Pelini a few weeks ago, but I'm going to put it this way. I know Corey Raymond does defensive backs, and you got running back coaches, Kevin Falk. Well, oh, by the way, you can tell Kevin I was at Memorial Stadium that night in 92, when I think he was a freshman or something, and Karen Crow beat Catholic with Warwick Dunn.
Yeah, okay.
He was. I knew he was a good player, and I'm glad he came to LSU.
So
both of these guys are – I'm not sure about Corey Raymond's history in high school, but I know they were both all-conference and had some All-American recognition at LSU, and I know Corey Raymond played pro for a while, at least 7-8 years, because he was with the Giants and Lions, something like that. These guys know their trade. But what I saw Saturday, I think Coach Ensminger got a little too predictable. And that's why we couldn't run the ball that well. And, you know, the other thing is on defense, man, they got one guy to take out three of our DBs. And it was like Keystone. And, I mean, these guys, I could tell they were following their reads, you know. And that's my complaint. I mean, I'm a Tigers fan, and I'm going to still say go Tigers, Coach, and I love you. And I know we're going to do better. I know we will. We have to. But other than that, gee whiz,
Hey, Bill, do you got a question? Break. You got a question for Coach?
Just a comment there. That was it, my man.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Well, take care. We'll see you next week, Coach.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Let's go to Willie. Willie, you got a question for Coach O. Willie from Missouri City, Texas. You with us?
Yep. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Okay. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
We see Willie.
I'm still flying my flag, buddy.
Love it.
I'm with you, win, lose, or draw. You know that.
Love it.
Hey, one thing I noticed, and it's just my observation. I could be wrong, but on the run game, seemed like I could predict what plays we're going to run when we run the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I'm saying, is that we're either going to run up the middle, mm-hmm. or we're going to pull a guard and run off tackle. Mm-hmm. We need a bigger variety of run plays mm-hmm. in order to help our quarterbacks and running backs out, and also help our offensive linemen mm-hmm. out. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And we had a meeting on Monday, had a meeting on Tuesday. We have some different runs being put in this week that we've been trying to get in. And I totally agree with you saying we need more variety. We're predictable. We always run up the middle. We got to try to get the ball outside. We got to try to get the ball to athletes' hands in space and let them make plays.
Thank you, Willie. Keep that flag flying there. We appreciate the call. Coach, from an executional standpoint, you come off a game like Saturday, and when you go into a bye week, this was the original scheduled bye week. We'll talk about the unscheduled one a little bit later in the show. Is there any more time spent by the staff and or team studying that particular game film than you normally would headed into getting into game week the following week?
Yeah. Well, we did a self-scout, but what we did, we put all the explosive plays on one tape, and I'm not going to tell you how many they've been, but there was way too many. And explosive runs, explosive passes, and we looked at it as a staff. We spent about 5 hours looking at it as a staff and identifying what was going wrong. And, you know, Bill was right in some of the things. There were some common things that came up, and I just asked the staff how we're going to fix it. I gave about 2 cents. We changed some things around. Hopefully we fixed it.
All right, fans, we got much more to come tonight. We'll go over the action from the loss to Auburn this past weekend. Plus, we'll take your questions, more of your questions, as we continue after this short break. It's the Ed Ogeron Show presented by Hancock Whitney. We're right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Gee, Sal, you trying to give away our location?
Sorry, Frankie.
Try walking like a gazelle.
I forgot. Why are we dressed up in Halloween costumes again? My antlers are poking through this hat.
Because, Sal, the lottery just put out the word on Halloween jumbo bucks. It's worth up to $30,000.
But, Frankie, what does that have to do with us?
Don't you get it? We're bucks. Thanks to the lottery, there's a $30,000 price tag on our heads.
Play Halloween jumbo bucks from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Brennan in the pocket, stands tall, fires towards the end zone. Gonna be grabbed. Arik Gilbert, touchdown, Tigers!
Back to TJ Ribs with more of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255, or tweet a question at LSU Radio.
Tiger fans want to know how you go with Tabasco. Just download the LSU Sports mobile app, like our weekly recipe for a chance to win a $100 gift card. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Here we are on a Wednesday night talking with Coach O. The Tigers in an off week. They'll be back in action a week from this Saturday, hosting Alabama at Tiger Stadium. Again, kickoff just after 5 o'clock. Coach, although not near 90,000 fans inside Jordan-Hare this past Saturday, I think it's safe to say it's the most true road environment of the season for your team. Leading up to kickoff, you know, you had the trip over there, you got the prep on the ground at the hotel, you got the walkthrough at the stadium. What was the mood of the team, you could tell?
A lot of energy. I mean, we woke up that morning, guys were fired up, ready to play. We had an hour bus ride, you know, but when we left the hotel, everybody was ready to go. Guys were fired up in the locker room. We just didn't play very well.
You know, for many years, and we talked on this subject last week, when LSU and Auburn get together, certainly the last several years, you can expect the unexpected. The first quarter and into the early part of the second quarter last Saturday, it was pretty even. I mean, both teams had some success early, driving from their own 25-yard line, getting near midfield, getting into the opponent's territory, and then drives would stall. When you went back and looked at the game film, two questions here. What was the defense doing that stopped those drives for Auburn early? And then again on offense, what was missing for the LSU offense to keep driving deeper into Auburn territory?
Well, the thing on defense that we're doing well, we had our cleats in the grass, we're in right position, and we're making plays and we're making tackles. And we weren't giving up any explosive plays or having mental errors. For the first quarter, that's the best defense we played. Obviously, you got to do that for 60 minutes. On offense, we couldn't run the football. We didn't protect very well. We had the turnovers. I don't know exactly when the turnovers was, but those three turnovers were critical. They led to 21 points.
All right, let's go out to at LSU Radio. We've got at Go LSUH wanting to know, Coach, how do we improve on the offensive play calling? Versus Auburn, we played to their hand, didn't go for the one-on-one deep shots, and ran the ball when the box was stacked.
Yeah. You know, it's not an excuse, but you got a freshman quarterback. You can't go into enemy territory and have your offense and have checks and stuff like that. We tried to keep it simple for TJ. We tried to build on the things that he did well against South Carolina. But you know what? We need more. We need more diversity. There's no question. The play calling was very very basic. We cannot do that against a very good defense, very good defensive coordinator.
I mentioned a moment ago that it was the first true road test this season. Obviously the biggest test for T.J. Finley and eventually for Max Johnson, who would come in the second half, in their early careers. And they got some great football ahead of them, no doubt about it. In the early going, what did you see from T.J. Finley?
Yeah, he wasn't the same quarterback. I think he was a little nervous. He wasn't on. He made some mistakes. He threw some good balls. He's got a strong arm, but the interception was not a good throw. And then losing the football, he should have just taken the sack. He had the football out in front of his body, was something you shouldn't do.
I know you talked earlier in the week during your press conference and on the SEC teleconference, and you talked about the offensive line and how they were disappointed in their performance after coming off their best performance of the year against South Carolina. They really struggled to win the battle of the trenches against Auburn.
Yeah, you know, they played so well against South Carolina. I was just talking to some of the offensive linemen today. And I said publicly I was disappointed with the play of the offensive line because I expected more. And that's all. But we got some good guys. They're going to bounce back. Their pride is hurt. And they got a big test against Alabama in 2 weeks. I don't know they're going to do well.
Was there anything that Auburn did up front defensively? And again, I will tell you, that's my huge blind spot. And that's why I'm leaning on you. That's why you're the coach. Was it anything different from what you expected from an alignment standpoint, stunt standpoint, or did it just come down to sheer physicality?
Sure, physicality. They ran some stunts, and we missed some stunts. They had some tackles in the backfield. They had four sacks, and we had given up a sack against South Carolina. So our pass protection went there, and we couldn't get – that was a combination of blocking, a combination of schemes, and then we should have had a different variety of runs to get the ball where we needed to get it.
All right, fans, we got more coming up here with Coach O on this Wednesday night. Tigers in the off week, getting ready for the matchup a week from this Saturday against Alabama. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to Jeremy. He's called in. We'll get to Virgil calling in from Perryville. You guys stay on the line. We'll get to you next. Want to remind you, all LSU Sports Radio Network broadcasts, including this one tonight, stream for free at lsusports.net. You can access nearly 200 live events every athletic season. You can download the LSU Sports mobile app presented by BASF. You can find the app for free in the iTunes Store and Google Play. Visit lsusports.net/apps for more details. LSU Sports mobile app presented by BASF. We create chemistry. Going to step aside for just a few moments. When we return, we'll continue with Coach O. We'll take some of those phone calls. It's the Ed Ogeron Show presented by Hancock Whitney. We're live on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Working from the far side hash. Quick snap. Hand to Ty Davis Price. Right side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your weekly chance to talk with Coach O. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge. Or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255. Or tweet a question at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. On the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with you tonight inside TJ Ribs, talking Tiger football. Time now for the Offensive Player of the Week, presented by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. This week, we've picked true freshman wide receiver Kayshon Boutte. Caught two passes, 48 yards. He picked up his first touchdown in the purple and gold on a 43-yard pass from Max Johnson. Congrats to Kayshon Boutte from New Iberia. This week's Offensive Player of the Game, presented by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. Again, if you're out there tonight, got a question for the coach, we'll be happy to hear from you. Again, the lines are open in Baton Rouge, 578-4827. Wherever you're listening tonight, it's toll-free, 1-800-315-8255. And, of course, live via Twitter at LSU Radio. Coach, going back to last Saturday, as I said earlier, about 18 minutes of the game evenly played. Auburn gets moving, though, on three plays. They move 64 yards. They throw to Seth Williams down near the goal line, and you got to give credit to Derek Stingley Jr. Williams made the catch near the sideline, but Stingley kept battling, punches the football out. It goes out of the end zone, touchback. LSU gets the football back, but there are takeaways and giveaways. And unfortunately, a major swing as T.J. Finley, his interception sets up an Auburn score. That 90 seconds or so on that game clock had a major swing of events.
Yeah, definitely changed the momentum. What a great play by Stingley. You know what? It was questionable whether it was going to replay it. We're trying to get them to replay it, and I'm glad that they did. That was a big turnaround for us. Unfortunately, the defense couldn't stop the guys. Couldn't stop Auburn. We gave up too many explosive plays, too many breakdowns, especially on the perimeter.
Let's go out to the Bud Light hotline. Jeremy calling in from Church Point. Jeremy's been patient. And, Jeremy, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O. Hey, Chris. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yep.
Before I ask my question, I'd like to tell you a story. You know, growing up, Daddy would work offshore. He'd be offshore for like 2 weeks, and then we would cut up. And, you know, Mama would say, wait till your daddy comes home. And in 2 weeks, we knew that butt whooping was coming. And that's kind of how I feel right now about, you know, that team coming in a couple weeks.
I'm with you.
Now, that being said, you know, you said the team has to look – we have to look within – you said the coaches have to look within themselves. The team has to look within themselves. Well, Coach, as a fan, lifelong fan, whether win, lose, forever LSU, I want to know what I can do to help this team.
You already did by the way you speak and the way you act. And I hope every fan is speaking and acting like that right now because we believe, you know. And then, you know, we're going to be a championship team again. And we LSU Tigers, we fight through good times. We fight through bad times. We're from Louisiana. We have resiliency. And that's what we're made of.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. Let's go to Virgil now. He's been waiting patiently in Prairieville. Virgil, you're on with Coach O.
Coach O, Chris. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing fine.
All right. Listen, Coach, I'm going to give you roses first. Listen, man, I absolutely I love you. I adore you, Coach. Listen.
Thank you, man.
You know, I had a bunch of debates that I had to win, soapboxes I had to win on your behalf when you were trying to get the head coaching job, telling my buddies, man, this is the right man. This man is Louisiana, and it means something to him. It's not just a job. And you proved me right last year. Congratulations on an amazing year last year. It was special. So thank you for that, Coach. Louisiana needed that, and I thank you for it. I cried. I got to tell you, I cried like a girl. Anyway.
Now, here it comes, right? Here comes the other part, right?
Here it comes, Coach. I'm an ex defensive end, Coach. I played for Southern in the early 90s, 92, 96, two national championships.
All right.
To be rich. So what I'm about to say, I know what I'm talking about. Listen, these kids, man, we lost a lot to the NFL. Then we had some guys that opt out. And so the problem that we have right now, let me tell the fans that are listening, it's just that these kids, they are young, man. There's a big mix of young and older players, but it's so many young players, they haven't learned. They're not battle tested yet. They don't know how to win yet. All right? So let me say that. But that being said, there are a few guys on there that are experienced, and I get disappointed. I get frustrated when I see, listen, defense is about passion. It is about fire. It's an attitude. It's moxie.
Yeah.
Offense is about timing. Offense is pretty plays and all this trickery and all this other stuff. But see, defense is about a want to. Defense is about passion. Defense is about that dog in you. And so it starts with the D-line. It starts with the defensive line. You have some studs on them defensive ends. They just play with bad techniques. It is a cardinal sin to lose containment.
That's right.
And they're playing, they're losing containment because they're rushing down the center, the middle of the man.
That's
right. You
have
to play the offensive tackle on his outside shoulder, keeping containment.
You're exactly
it's a
right.
Tweak. It's only a little tweak. If y'all make those tweaks, listen, it's not talent because you keep a top five recruiting class every year. It's the technique that they have to learn to be disciplined and play. And my defensive tackles, they're too high. Glenn Logan got folded like a laundry shirt the other day on the goal line.
Hey, man, I need you to come coach with me. That's some good stuff, I'll tell you that. But you know what? All the things you're saying are exactly right. You're exactly right. That's why I keep on saying, I put it on me, we got to coach better. And I'm never going to put it on the player. So, everything you said was right, and hopefully we make those adjustments. So, in fact, we talked about setting the edge yesterday. How are we going to set the edge? We're using a different technique, and I think you're going to see some improvement this week.
All right, Virgil, well, thank you for the call. Coach, in the game Saturday, coming in, 6-turnover margin. 3 costly turnovers resulting in 21 points for Auburn. That's hard to overcome in any contest against any opponent anywhere.
You know, I was very surprised by the turnovers. We've been good all year, plus 6. Obviously, you got a freshman quarterback, made some mistakes. But, you know, they capitalized on turnovers. Those turnovers turned into 21 points, 2 of them for touchdowns. You know, they got in plus territory right there, and they got in what we call a sudden change territory. We couldn't stop them. And I think our defense let down a little bit after emotionally as far as their want to and get after it. And we got to play for 60 minutes. It doesn't matter what the offense does. We got to be a great defense. We've got to go out there and stop them.
Yeah, as you mentioned, after the 2 turnovers, you get down 14-0 on the road. You guys have to punt the football. You get a great punt from Zach Von Rosenberg and great play from special teams. You down the football at the Auburn 1-yard line. But unfortunately, at that point, Auburn goes on an 8-play drive, averaging over 12 yards per play, able to score 8 plays, 99 yards. They lead 21-0. How disappointing was it? And what have you seen on film that allowed Auburn to extend that lead late in that first half?
First of all, we didn't win the line of scrimmage. I mean, they ran the ball in between the tackles. We missed some tackles. They got out on the perimeter. We made some mistakes. The first play, the defensive end's got to make the play. Now, the corners and the safeties are doubling number one, so they're out the picture. The defensive end needs to set the edge. And then another defensive end missed a tackle on the quarterback sweep. So it was just missed assignments, bad technique. We got to coach them better.
Late in that second quarter, you're able to get on the board a 50-yard Cade York field goal. LSU raced down the field, had 32 yards, 5 plays, took just 33 seconds. Coach, 21-3 at the half. Mm-hmm. What was the priority in the halftime locker room as you planned for another full second half?
You know, eliminate the turnovers. I was really pleased with the offense on the last series. We call that the winning edge. It was a 2-minute situation. We drove down there. We kicked the field goal. It was perfect. I thought we went into halftime with just a little bit of momentum. But, you know, we had to come out second half and play strong third-quarter football, and we didn't. And you know, you got to be physical. And we did not out-physical Auburn. We did not win the line of scrimmage on the offensive side or the defensive side, and that's where it all starts.
Fans, time now for the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Cox, official communications provider of LSU Athletics. And this week, linebacker Micah Baskerville from Shreveport finished the day with 10 tackles, 1 shy of his career high, 6 of those were solo stops last Saturday. So congratulations to Micah Baskerville, the Cox Defensive Player of the Week. We'll be back with more after this. Going to set our sights on this week and the off week. And, of course, moving into next week, we'll take a sneak peek into what the Tigers are planning, getting ready for the big showdown with Alabama coming a week from this Saturday at 5 o'clock at Tiger Stadium. It's the Ed Ogeron Show. We're presented by Hancock Whitney, and we are live on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with a starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of LSU Athletics.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma. Load them up and take off on your next epic weekend. Toyota trucks are made to go anywhere and do all the things you love doing. And when your day winds down, one thing is for sure.
Let's come back next weekend.
Absolutely nothing sounds better than an amazing weekend made possible by the virtually indestructible Toyota Tundra and Tacoma. Visit your local Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com to find a great deal on rugged Toyota trucks. Toyota, let's go places.
John Emery, the running back. Emery gets it. Leaps over the top. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ann Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tigers are off this weekend. They'll get back to action a week from this Saturday. They will host Alabama. Kickoff inside Tiger Stadium just after 5 o'clock. Continuing to visit with Coach O on this Wednesday night. And, Coach, going back to last Saturday, I promise we're going to put it to bed here in just a little bit. The snowball effect created a tough outcome, no doubt. But being around coaches, and I've been around a few over my years, just like in dominating wins, there are things that need to be improved. Were there some things from a position group, player, or players that stood out to you on Saturday that at least you said, hey, guys, we can build on?
No question. But, you know, they mentioned a better technique on setting the edge with our defensive ends. Gap fits with our linebackers and our defensive line. Better pass rush and pass rush lanes. We let him run too many times. And still, we're still letting the ball behind our head because we're having some missed assignments. We got to simplify or know our stuff. Then we get too many guys that are running wide open and free. On the offensive line, we just need to be more physical. And I think that when we look at our run game, we have to have more variety. We have to do the things that our athletes can do. And dial up the plays that they can do. We did not do a good job of that last week. Special teams, I think special teams is playing lights out. The punting game, the kicking game, the punt return game with Trey Palmer has improved. So we got to improve in offensive defense.
Coach, we saw some young players get their shot, and we've seen them throughout the season, but they played maybe considerably more, especially in that second half on Saturday. And even in defeat, how does that help them personally, and I guess more importantly, ultimately, the team moving forward?
You know, you're building a foundation. And when you're building a foundation, you have to go through adversity. And, you know, there's some stuff in the way. We gotta bust right through it. We can't avoid it. We got to fix it. And, you know, it makes these guys learn that every week you play in this game, you better be ready to play. You know, just because South Carolina beat Auburn, that doesn't mean LSU can beat South Carolina. They're going to beat Auburn. It's every week you got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to play your A game. Auburn was ready. We wasn't.
It's amazing how that transitive property, everybody always tries to play that game, and it just isn't the fact, certainly, as you say, in the SEC. We mentioned the play of T.J. Finley you talked about in an earlier segment. In the third quarter, down big, again, trying to get a spark, I imagine, you decide to go to freshman Max Johnson. There's a two-part question there. What goes into that decision? And secondly, and maybe most importantly, your thoughts on him handling that situation and his play of the game.
I thought TJ was fine, and he knows that I was going to give him a chance. I'm not going to take him out on the first turnover. I wasn't going to take him out on the second. But we just felt that we couldn't move the ball. TJ wasn't playing very well like he did the first week. And we knew Max Johnson was right behind us, so we wanted to give him a shot, and I thought Max did pretty good.
Without question, no one in the purple and gold happy with the result on Saturday. But as you gathered the team before leaving Auburn, Alabama, what was the message and the mission starting from that moment moving forward?
Get your heads up. And we're not going to accept defeat, but we're going to live with it. We're going to look at it, get better, and then move forward. You know, we got a lot of football left, and we got a lot of guys that got a lot on the line. We got some juniors that are going to go to the NFL. They're playing hard. We can win. We can win out and have a great season. You know, it's gonna be a tough sledding, but we got to get better, and we got to start with next week by Alabama.
All right, before we go to our next break, let's go out to the Bud Light Hotline. Mike calling in from Alexandria. Mike, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O, this is Mike Kessler from Alexandria.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you doing all right?
Doing great.
Well, look, man, I know you've thrown everything at him you just about got, but I was wondering, can we get a high-class athletic motivational speaker to talk to the team?
Yeah. You know, that'd be I've got guys like Marcus Allen. We have John Robinson on our staff. I've got next players, big-time players that come talk to our football team. And maybe next week there might be time. I think it's a good idea. You have anybody in mind?
Oh, God, I wish I did, Coach. I've been praying and praying.
Thank you, man.
I know it ain't easy for none of us, you know. It's just doggone it.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you something. Don't feel sorry for yourself. We're going to get through this, okay? Let's go.
Okay.
Toughen up.
Hey, you got it, Coach.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks, man. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike. If somebody comes to mind, just call in next week. Let's go to Joe from North Alabama. Joe, you're on with Coach O.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Hey, Coach, my question is, do you think your guys played really hard in the fourth quarter?
You know what? That's a question. You know, we look at it on film, and I know what you've seen on the sideline. I didn't see that. Obviously, supposedly there was some laughing and joking on the sideline on TV, which is embarrassing. That's not the way an LSU Tiger should be, so I addressed it. And I don't think you're going to see that again. But, you know, I do believe that there was a little let up. We didn't play very well. We got to keep on fighting. That's been the work of our team since I've been the head coach here, and that was not the case on Saturday. So we have to identify why it went wrong and fix it.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. And again, if you're out there tonight, you've got time to give a ring. 578-4827 in Baton Rouge, toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255. We'll talk about the off week so far and what the plan is moving forward as the Tigers off this weekend get ready for Alabama a week from Saturday. Stay with us. It's the Ed Ogeron Show. We're live from TJ Ribs. It's all brought to you by Hancock Whitney, and it's coming to you from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Across the 40, 45, headed to the far side, line 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers! Trey Palmer.
Welcome back.
The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back here on this Wednesday night, talking with Coach O. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday. Invite you to be back here next Wednesday as well. Tigers off this weekend as we get ready for the matchup with Alabama. Tiger fans, want to remind you, you can take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. Show your LSU pride at Cox.com/Tigers. We've heard on the Bud Light LSU hotline. Of course, questions can be submitted on the LSU Sports mobile app. And, Coach, I was going to talk about something else to start, but we got a bunch of questions on the Bud Light LSU Sports mobile app, and they want to know, how's Miles Brennan and the quarterback competition? Should Miles not be ready?
You know, I don't know about Miles' injury. I wish I could tell y'all more. He tried to practice today. He practiced a little bit. It wasn't very good. It was hurting. So we're going to see again tomorrow, and we'll see how much he can practice next week. Right now, I'd have to say he's very doubtful, the way it is. We're going to have a competition between Max and TJ, just like we have. And let's see who does the best job. And whoever does the best job, we're going to start them.
Coach, an unexpected bye after the Missouri game. This week, obviously, scheduled from the start. The first bye week, you talked to us on the show about being able to work a little early on South Carolina. You found out you weren't playing Florida, so you switched real quickly. But you also spent a lot of time working on LSU. What has been different this week, if anything, from the first off week of the season?
You know, we had to give the players Tuesday off so they could all vote. And normally we would have taken Sunday and Monday off during the open date. So we worked on Monday. It was a regular Monday practice. We watched the tape. We went out there. We had a little introduction against Alabama. Tuesday off today was a Tuesday practice. First down against Alabama. Normally during an open week, we have what we call the Tiger Bowl. The young guys play and the older guys coach, but you know what? We need to work. So we're going to have a Wednesday practice. It's going to be third down against Alabama. It's going to be tomorrow. And then the players are going to be off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll start back on Monday.
You talk about evaluation, and you've said it on the show I don't know how many times over the last several years. It is something that is ongoing, not just preseason, but very much so during the season. You know, in the last segment, we talked about some new names and faces getting some quality time in the game last week. Are there any possible changes or any possible challenges to the depth chart as we head into next week's game?
You know, you always got to be aware of the COVID. You know, guys may get the COVID, the contact tracing and stuff like that. So I'm always thinking about the depth chart when it comes down to the COVID. See who's the next guy up, next man up. We had a couple of guys out today because of the COVID, contact tracing, and we had some young guys that had to play. But whatever it takes, we have a mantra, we don't blink, and we put the next man up and we go forward.
You talked on Monday during your press conference, and you said it a moment ago, you hope Miles Brennan is ready to go. But if not, that competition for quarterback will continue. Now that you're 5 weeks into the season, and again, this unfortunate injury to Miles Brennan's been several weeks now, is there anything different about how you and the offensive staff go about in practice and in reps when it comes to that evaluation?
No question. You know, Miles is a first-team quarterback. He takes all the first-team reps, and we have periods where we go 10 plays at a time. Miles would have took every one of them. Now we're splitting them between TJ and Max, and we have a blitz period where they have four plays. TJ and Max get each of two, so they're splitting every rep.
All right, let's go out to the Bud Light hotline again. We got some calls coming in. We thank you for waiting patiently. Let's go to West Monroe, and James is on the line. James, you're on with Coach O.
How you doing, Coach O?
What's up, James? What's going on in West Monroe?
All right, man. I met you last summer in at walk-ons, and you signed my helmet right before the championship season.
Yeah.
And it was a thankful meeting you there.
Well, you're thanks a good for coming.
Fan, and I hope the best for you and your team. And, I know that the virus and all that got us going, you know, in a bad situation. But I think we'll have a better year next year. I just, you know, we can't win them all. Can't win them all. And I was going to tell you that my daughter got in a bad car accident with a drunk driver. Yeah, she paralyzed from weight down.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, in Baton Rouge. And I'm trying to find out if you can see her one day. It's in New Orleans.
Yes.
And She's a ladies' lake right now.
Yeah.
A drunk driver went to jail, but that's just I just think the best for you, man.
I don't have, when you're having a bad year right now.
It just had it. You know, that's how life. Some years you'll have a good year, some years you'll have a bad year, you know. But thank you, Coach, for signing my autographed helmet.
Yeah.
And I think I hope the best for you, man.
I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter. I'm going to say a prayer for her. I want you to call my secretary, Yael, at the office, and I'm definitely going to see your daughter, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. The drunk driver is dead. Fine, $52,000. But thank you. And I went to the South Carolina game, and y'all, we won. We won.
Thanks for bringing us luck. Come back to the next one.
Yes, sir. And we're going to beat Bama. I know we're going to beat Bama, man. I know we're going to beat them. But I met Miles' parents, mom and dad that day, too, in the parking lot.
Good people.
So they are good people. They are good people. But thank you, and don't worry about this year. Just try to focus on next year, I guess. But still focus on this year, but just be back. Yes, sir. But you know where I'm coming from. I don't hate on you, man. A lot of people want to hate on you. I'm not going to be like that. I think you're a good coach.
Thank you, man.
And I hope the best for you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely, James. You're talking to last year's Coach of the Year. So, yes, we got a great coach here in Ogeron. And, James, thanks for the call and pumping him up a little bit. Tiger fans, again, we got much more to come. The final segment here tonight. And, again, LSU off this weekend. They'll be back in action coming up a week from Saturday at Tiger Stadium. And it'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff. Just after 5 o'clock, LSU going to host Alabama. We're going to talk a little bit about the LSU defense, so stay right there. We'll be back right after these words on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Couchgate this season and enjoy local food with contactless delivery from Waiter, the official food delivery partner of LSU Athletics. Waiter is the safest and most convenient way to enjoy Louisiana favorites like La Coretta, walk-ons, Rotolos, and more. Download the Waiter app or visit waiterapp.com. That's WAITRAPP.com to start an order today. Get free delivery on your order of $12 or more with code LSU2020. Waiter, you relax, we deliver.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Test your Tigers' knowledge by saying LSU trivia into your Contour voice remote to enhance your game day experience. Watch together, play together, win together, even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
It's going to be intercepted, taken away. It's going to be Eli Ricks. 15, 10, 5, pick 6, touchdown, Tigers!
We are back with Coach O. This is
The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Our final moments with the coach this week. I want to thank everybody for coming out to TJ Ribs. I want to thank you for tuning in as well. And, Coach, in our final moments, I know we've touched on it several times here tonight. Defensively, so much has been worked on. There continues to be work in that department. As you sit here after 5 weeks of play, 10,000-foot view, what do you see are the biggest issues that need to be corrected? And in your opinion, has it been different things at different times, or have those issues been consistent?
The biggest thing we have to fix is eliminate explosive plays. We're giving up way too many explosive plays, either by poor technique, poor alignment, misassignment, miscommunication, whatever it may be, or out-schemed. There are way too many explosive plays for us to have success. That's the bottom line.
You've been a part of so many great defenses over the years, and for those of us who don't live that and don't go to practice and don't see the work that's put in, when it comes to defensive drills and reps in practice, obviously you know how to prepare. How do you correct defensive fundamentals and tackling midseason and, again, alignments and fits and all that goes into it from a practical point of view? What can you do in practice to improve that at this point in the year?
Individual is so important. Every coach has this player for individual for 25 minutes, and we work on eyes, hands, and hips and feet. And everybody should be developing. And it all depends how good the individual is. I see some young defensive linemen get better. Jacobin Guillory, Eric Taylor, those guys are developing, getting better. We hit sleds, we get better, work on fundamentals. And hopefully every coach is doing the same.
How do you try to instill one of the things that you talked to the caller about, you and I talked about earlier in the show, physicality?
Yeah.
Again, that's I know you can do that in reps, but also how do you handle improving physicality?
You know, I tell our team, physicality is in our DNA. It's in mine. That's why you play football. You like to hit. That's why you come to LSU, because you want to hit. And you know what? I was really surprised that we got out physical. So I need to practice more. I need to practice tough. We need to practice, have some physical drills that we're practicing that stuff. That's the only way to get better.
Obviously, as you said, you had 2 days of work so far, Monday and today. You'll work tomorrow as well. What does the rest of the week look like? I know the guys are off, but I guess more importantly, what are you expecting from the team over the weekend and when they return on Sunday?
You know, one thing I'll say about this team, we have a team room, protect the team in everything you do. And our guys have been tremendous off the field. We've had a few mishaps, but overall, we got some great guys. They're going to rest. They're going to go home and see mom and daddy. They're going to eat, and they come home and be rested and ready to go.
With the guys getting some time off for rest, as you said, to re-energize, refocus before the second half of the season. This week alone, when you went in, say Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or Monday morning, have you gotten done what you wanted to get done during this bye week up to this point?
I think today was one of the best bye week practices we had. Usually during the bye week, a lot of guys are opting out because they got a little nick here, nick there. You got to get them going. It's not very energetic. Today was a very energetic practice, so I was very pleased with the mindset of the team.
Coach, I know you told the team, buckle up, get ready for the next five games. Here's a chance to tell the fans you need them in a big way.
Right.
Get behind the Tigers.
Man, I need you that Tiger walk. We need as many people as we can put in the stadium, be loud and proud. But you know what? I know our fans will do it. We got the best fans in America.
Absolutely. And again, Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us as you do each and every week. And I can't thank you enough for your open candor. Here's to a great rest of the week, the weekend, an even greater one next week, and we'll see you here again at TJ Ribs on Wednesday.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks to all the callers. Go Tigers.
All right, fans, that's our show. I want to thank Coach O again for his time, the staff here, wonderful staff at TJ Ribs. Thanks to Joe Jackson handling with production assistance here at TJ Ribs. And, of course, don't forget the straw stirring the drink back at our network studios, Mr. Jeff Palermo. We want to thank you for being here at TJ Ribs. We want to thank you for listening tonight wherever you are. And we invite you to join us next week, same time, same channel. Until then, this is Chris Blair saying so long, everybody, and go Tigers!
This has been the Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network, presented by Hancock Whitney.
the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of Outfront Sports.